We continue our learning of Nishmas, David Menachem, Munish Chaim Yaakov, Pinchas Eliyahu, Ben Pinchas Eliyahu, and Hindel Bas, Eliyakim HaKohen. We are in Shvi'is Perek Dal Mishnah Tes. We continue our discussion of when fruit has reached the stage of Tavua, and it's ripe enough for a person to be able to eat it during the Shemitah year. It's not considered wasting. Zaysim, olives, Mishayachnisu Revi'is Lasa. Once you're able to yield a quarter of a lug per sa. So if they reach that stage where a quarter of a lug of oil can be extracted from a saw of olives, so now they're considered ripe enough to eat in the field. You can break them open and eat them in the field. But when they've come to a stage where now you can extract a half a log per saw, then kosech v'sach basadeh. So then here we have a second stage. When you have double that, now you're able to get to extract a half a log, not a quarter of a log, but a half a log. So then we allow you actually to crush them and sach basadeh, and anoint yourself and smear yourself with that. So here, since there's enough oil that could be used as smearing for application as an ointment, as anointing oil, so then we allow you to do that in the field. Hichnisu shlish, when they yield a third, kosech basadeh v'konech l'soch beso. We allow you to crush it in the field and bring it into the house. What does this mean? So, different ways to understand this. It can't be referring to a third of a lug. Mishnah is discussing olives as they continue to increase. So it has to be more advanced than the half a lug. We did quarter lug, half a lug. So to say shlish can't be a third of a lug. So one explanation for it means that it refers to not the volume of oil, but the size of the olives, which means the olive yields a third of its full size. At this stage, it's able, there's enough oil there for there to be more than a half a lug per saw, and that's what the Mishnah allows us in order to crush in the field and actually bring it to the house. Others say it means when the olives are able to yield one third of the amount of oil that they would when they were going to be mature. There's another two thirds left, but once they hit one third of what they would normally do, that already is the third stage and you can bring it into the house. That is the third stage of the Mishnah. And then, says the Mishnah, as it said in the previous Mishnahs, when it came to grapes and figs, so when the olives reach this one-third stage, whatever it means, it's not only the stage where they're considered ripe enough for Shemitah to bring them into the house, but that's when the Chiyuv of Masros kicks in as well. Says the Mishnah, what about other fruits? Other than figs, grapes, and olives. So these are actually unique fruits, as we explained. They have these two stages, at least two stages. But when it comes to other fruit, so what we're coming to tell you is that here, only when they've reached the point where they're considered ready to become obligated in Masros, that's when they're considered ripe enough for the Shemitah year. So, as opposed to the other cases where the Masros Chiyuv and the Shemitah Chiyuv are the same of the harvest time, but there was an earlier stage where we allowed you to use it for the Shemitah fruit, to eat it as Shemitah fruit or use it as Shemitah fruit as well in the field. That's not true for other fruits. Other fruits, there's this one stage, which is the later stage only. They're ripe enough for the Chiyuv of Masros. They're ripe enough for the eating during the Shemitah year. Perek Dal Mishnah Yud, Me'emasai Ein Kotetzin Elon Mashvia. So we know there's a din of a Baal Tashkus, we mentioned before, in Pasha Shoftim, we're not allowed to knock down fruit trees. But there's also a special halacha when it comes to the Shemitah year as well. And the Shemitah year also, we'd like to know, I have a tree, and there's fruit on the tree, so I'm not allowed to cut down the tree, not only because of Baal Tashkis, but when it comes to Baal Tashkis, if the wood of the tree is worth more than the produce on the tree, then I'm allowed to knock down the tree, then it's not Baal Tashkis. But when it comes to the Shemitah year, even that's not allowed. So at what point am I permitted even to cut down a tree during the Shemitah year? So there, of course, I'm destroying the fruit, which is not allowed, even if the wood would be worth more. It literally means when the tree bursts forth, it's motzi, it means when it starts bringing its leaves. Maybe when it begins to form fruit. That's Beishamai's position. Mishayotzi. New leaves. And this is around, we assume it's around Nisan time. This is actually when we make our bracha during the month of Nisan. Beis Hillel Omrim, Hecha Reuven, mi sheyishaleishu, vagifanim, mi shigareu, vahazesim, mi shoinetsu. So Reis Hillel has, tells you that different trees have a different time. When it comes to the carob trees, when they begin to hang down, meaning there's such weight on it from the fruit begin to hang down, that's when it's considered a point where you're permitted to cut it down. And then, Hagafanim Shigare, when the grapevines, they form seeds. So this is when maybe they reach the size of a small bean, is when, you're once again, when I'm not permitted to cut it down. Meaning, the Mishnah wants to know, when are you not allowed to cut down a tree in a Shvias? When are the fruit at a point when it's, when I'm not permitted to cut down the tree because I'm going to be wasting it? Before that stage, maybe I can. But this is the stage where Ein Kotzina Ilam Mishvias. So Bishai says, Mishayotzi, again, when it starts bringing forth its leaves, or maybe the fruit. Basil says, no, it depends. Echaruvin, when there, the weight of the fruit is weighing down the tree. Vagafarim, and when it comes to vines, Mishigareu. That's what we said. Either when it has, they're forming seeds, or maybe they reach the size of a small bean, Vahazesim, and olives Mishayonetsu, when they blossom. That's also a later stage where I'm not permitted to cut down the tree anymore because of cutting down a tree during the Shemitah year. Ushar Kalilon Mishayoti, and all other trees are going to have the general rule of when it has either the fruit come out or maybe the leaves come out, or as Beis Shammai had said, the Chol Ilon Kevan Shebala Onasa Maasos Muto Lekotzitzo. Ah, but when it comes to any tree, once it's reached the stage of Maasros, it's ripened sufficiently where it's ready, and that's when the Maaser obligation begins. And then you remove the fruit. Obviously, I remove the fruit. Then I'm allowed to chop down the tree. I'm not destroying Shemitah fruit, nor am I depriving it from people coming to eat. So that would be allowed, as long as you don't violate Baal Tashkos too, which means obviously the wood has to be worth more than the fruit yield that it potentially would produce the following year. Mishnah concludes, Kama Yeheva Zayas Velo Yikutsenu. How much does the Zayas, does an olive tree have, need to have Velo Yikutsenu, and you're not permitted to, cut it down? Now, this does refer to the Shemitah year, the general halacha of Baal Tashkos. And we know that a fruit tree, it may reach a certain age, so it may not have enough, it's not going to produce enough fruit. So now, as we said, I may be able to cut it down. So how much does the azayis have to have produced that I'm not allowed to cut it down? It's still considered significant yield. Rova, a quarter of a kav of olives. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, no, it's not a fixed amount. Hakolafi azayis, each olive tree has to be checked on its own to see what's considered significant, and depending on what it used to produce and what it produces now.